Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. Dumixin, episode 60. Okay, so we're actually at episode 60, and that's like so many hours of me just talking and rambling. People who know me are like, oh yeah, it's just like every day with you. But it's nice now I have interviews, right? So it's not just me talking. Today, what we're going to talk about is curly hair. So I got my sister back, Lisette, and we're going to just have a conversation about our kind of hair routine, how we got to the point of leaving our hair naturally curly. And I learned a couple things from her in just having this conversation. So let's go ahead and get right into it. So today I have I keep saying special guest, and she is a special guest, but it's my sister, and we're going to be talking about all things curly hair. So thanks. First of all, thanks for being back on the show, back on Don't Mix In, Lisette.
Oh, well, thanks for having me again.
Yeah. So when we spoke about, we talked about being Afro-Latina, we got a little bit into hair.
Yes.
Curly hair. And so what I wanted to do today is just get a bit more into this topic. And I think what'll be interesting is that our hair is a little bit different. We both have curly hair, but our journey, yes, like The Bachelor, our journey has been different.
Oh.
And and I think it's, it'll be fun to talk about it, you know?
Cool.
So we'll get right into it. First thing I wanted to ask is approximately, I think we talked about this a little bit, but around what age did you start to wear your hair curly?
So as far as it being like on a daily basis, around 17, I would say. Because I think I, the first time I wore it curly, when I wasn't like a little kid, I was like maybe 12, 13, was I think when there was some trip we did to the Dominican Republic, mm-hmm. where for some reason I think I just wasn't able to have my hair straight.
Okay.
So I had my hair curly. I guess because I have this like vivid memory of seeing a picture of myself around that age with my hair in a ponytail curly.
Okay.
So there's, for some reason, I couldn't, put my hair in curl, like in the curlers or something.
Mysterious.
and by that time you had already like started doing your hair curly every now and then, so
right,
that might have been the first time, like at least as far as like after mom had started straightening my hair,
mm-hmm.
that there was that just like that one, like I guess like a few days or something where I had my hair curly because we were at a resort and it was like, okay, whatever, who cares.
I think I vaguely remember.
We were like a Babadook or something.
Yes. Anyway. Okay. All right. So that was around 17. So I think I started doing it maybe around 16, something like that, around that time.
Yeah.
And I forgot how I started doing that. But I remember the reaction when I go to school, people were like, hey, I kind of like that, and I was like,
oh,
okay.
I
think I was like, dude, I feel like Michael Jackson, like, cause I didn't know how to like do it or dry it or anything. So it just kind of looked wet and like kind of clumpy. And then I would just be be like, all right. People are like, hey, it's kind of cool. But I don't know if they really sincerely thought it was like, hey, that looks nice. Or like, that's interesting, you know, like that's something different. So yeah, I was around that time. So my question would be next is, at what age did you feel like you actually liked the way it was looking? Like you felt really like more, kind of more confident, curly confidence.
I think it was 17.
Oh, really? Like, you just came out the gate?
No. Excuse me. I would. It wasn't immediately, but I feel like over the course of that year.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was like, okay, because again, I think that the first time I remember vividly doing that after like my hair was straightened was 12, 13.
Okay.
But then, you know, several years later, 17, like, I think, you know, like went on a summer trip, and that was like the catalyst, like, okay, I have to figure it out. I can't straighten my hair, so I have to do my hair curly.
Yeah.
And by then, like, I had seen you do your hair curly for years. So right. I knew it was possible and it could look good. I just needed to mess around with it. And okay. I remember that, like, you know, you tried helping me out, but you're like, I remember you saying something to me, like, ultimately, you just have to play around with it because your hair is just that much different from mine that, yeah. You know, what I do isn't necessarily going to work for you.
It's like, it's your, yeah, because everybody's hair is different. Yeah.
Everybody's hair is different. So I think it was like, well, you know, this was the summer between my junior and senior years of high school. I feel like maybe by the time I was well into the fall of whatever year it was, I guess, I don't know, it doesn't matter, 98, mm-hmm. Don't remember, that by then, like, I had it in a place where I was relatively happy with the way it looked.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you went to college, you already were doing it curly. I remember a story where you said it was so cold that like your hair was frozen.
Oh, yes. Well, it's so your listeners know I ended up going to school in New York.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that's why my hair froze, because I just, and to this day, like, you know, I'll wash my hair and I don't dry it. I just let it air dry. And so I was like, oh no, there's ice, you know, there's mm-hmm. icicles.
And I was like, oh my God, that's really cold.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that freshman year of college, I started like looking into curly hair salons because
yes,
I remember this was like, it was a very interesting journey. I remember that there was this issue of Time Out New York that came out, mm-hmm. and I forget if it was like the cover story or what, but that issue had a list of the top curly hair salons in New York.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I ended up going to a few of them, and I was a broke college student, so I couldn't go too crazy.
Right.
But I did go to, I think it was called We Dodd, which is like a pretty well-known one. And their thing, at least at the time, was that they would like thin the ends.
Okay.
So like I would have to look it up. Like it was just like really like specific way of doing layers that was interesting.
Okay.
But that actually was not the first salon I went to. The first salon I went to was this salon in Brooklyn. Do not remember the name at all.
Took a break unexpectedly. Power went out over there where she's at. But now we're back. So I thought she just didn't want to talk anymore. Like, fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
So, hey, so we could talk about, so you went to the salon and then they just put gel and then that was it.
Yeah, that was it. They were just like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, wait, do you guys have gel? And so they brought gel over and then I styled my hair and they were like, oh my God, Wow, it looks great. And it's like, yeah, if you
Yeah.
style my hair, it looks great. Like versus
Yeah.
like the I don't know what.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Well,
really interesting.
and that was like late 90s, right? Or early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Yeah,
Okay.
this may have been 2000.
Okay.
Yeah, 'cause I feel like it was my freshman year that I did that. But yeah, so it's interesting. So that was the first salon. Then I tried Wydad and I didn't like it. The stylist was really nice, but just
Okay.
did
Just
some weird
wasn't for
stuff.
you. Just wasn't for you.
Wasn't for me.
Okay.
I know a lot of people swear by it.
Okay.
But then I found a salon that was fantastic, really reasonable, and my hairstylist was this Australian woman who was just amazing.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, that was like the New York chapter.
Of the hair. So,
Yes.
I mean, I know when so you continued your research with your hair.
Yes.
And I think for me, I started to feel comfortable with my hair curly like full time probably when I got into college. And kind of the same reasoning was just like I was too lazy to
Yeah.
keep doing the rollos and I don't know what
Dude.
else. And then just like freaking out when it's like misty outside
Oh
and
yeah.
tying it up with that those clips, a little banana clip or something. And all these, just theatrics to get to class in the morning.
Yes.
So I just was like, F it, screw it. Let's just do leave it curly. And then just started to get more comfortable with it. I think mom was still relaxing my hair for a while, just relaxing like the front part or something, because I was still for a while doing it straight. And then I finally was just like, I don't even want to deal with that either. So I stopped that. But so your salon story is different than mine. I really have not gone to a lot of salons. I think the one that I went to, let's see, the one I went to was through you. You knew you had a stylist you really liked. I
Yes.
don't want to name her name, but and then she had someone who worked right next to her, the station next to her. So I tried
Yeah.
her out
I
and I
know the
was,
story you're gonna tell.
and I was like, I want to do highlights. So I did that, but also then that's when I cut off like some dead hair. And then my husband's still talking about it because my hair still hasn't grown back to the original length. So it's like been like 12 years since that happened. He's still shaking fist in the air, like why? Anyway, but and I had an okay experience with her. It was good
No, I
getting my hair
remember.
trimmed. And then there was a
Yeah.
day that just wasn't good where I came and I guess it was busier and she I don't know if she was just doing the highlights that day or what happened, but she just didn't even detangle my hair at the end, just left a
I
knot
know, I
and then did a little
know,
cover
I
action, like cover, and I was like,
know.
whoa.
Yeah, no, I'll never forget
I was
that.
like,
Yeah, it was really
whoa,
disappointing. My
whoa.
stylist would have never done that.
Yeah.
But she was really young. I
Yeah.
don't think she had like her hair was like big curls to
It
wavy,
was
so she
short
didn't
too.
yeah, so she didn't really have experience with our kind of hair texture.
No.
But
Yeah.
yeah, like I was right next to you when that happened and I was like, wow, she's really just gonna leave it like that. That's
Yeah.
nuts.
Yeah, so she just left it like that. And it was the same
Yeah.
experience where I started coming with my own stuff to style my hair. It was more about the cut, and then she kind of was like, "Oh, okay, learning how I style my hair."
Yeah.
But she was cool just leaving like this big old knot, like the size of like a
Yeah,
golf ball, and then just cover it in like
it's
peace.
crazy. It's really crazy.
And that was like I mean, I don't even think she probably realized like that moment. I was all, "That's all like you like my hair isn't like garbage. You
Yeah.
just put a paper towel over it and okay, oh,
Yeah.
I didn't want to finish that piece of that chicken. We just cover it." Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's so yeah, and I think that's like people with curly hair, you feel like people don't get it, how to style your
Yeah.
hair, and it's like you're this alien, So yeah, that
Yep.
moment was, I mean, if I was younger, I think I would have been very damaged by that experience. But since I was older, I was like, give me my freaking pick and I
Yeah.
will, figure it
Detangle it
out.
myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, whatever. And I think that was the last time I went to her. I may have maybe went one more time because I'm like, damn, my highlights. And then I was like, curse you after that. And that was it. And then, mm-hmm. you know, I started doing eSalon, which it's all over the blog. I mean, because I really use it. And when I went to their salon, what I liked, well, the guy who was the stylist, he had curly hair, so he got it. But then he asked me, I think just asking, so how do you usually style your hair? What do you usually do? So mm-hmm. it wasn't like, oh, whoa, what do we have here?
Yeah.
You know, and then the process of when you're trying to find a salon, you're like calling them like, hey, do you have people who know curly hair? Or I think you were researching people.
Yeah.
You know, when you found your stylist, right?
Yeah. No, I think she showed up in some kind of like curly hair directory or something.
Yes.
This would have been like, oh, dear God, I think like 2004 or 5.
Yeah,
because there were a few years. I feel like there were at least a year between me, like, you know, graduating, not having, of course, access to the salon I would go to in New York, and then being here. So yeah, I found her. She was fantastic, and she didn't have curly hair. Like, you know,
right.
She was, you know, this white woman who just had a lot of experience with curly hair and
yeah,
great. And so I went to her for years, and now I'm going to another stylist who is really great. And I haven't seen her in months because of the
virus, COVID.
The virus. But yeah, she's also fantastic, and is like probably, I think, one of the first people who has known how to style my hair without me having to say anything. Like, I actually, which is crazy.
Okay, that's street cred right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's great.
So the next thing I wanted to talk about is like, what are questions you've gotten over the years? Mm-hmm. What are you doing over there? It's like, did you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me set. It's a professional operation here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm like, she's styling. Are you styling your hair right now? No.
Okay. A chair adjustment.
Okay. What are the questions you get about your hair? I've gotten over the years about your hair. You know. Yeah. Just in general.
Wow. So many questions. Mm-hmm. Okay. There was one time, this was kind of traumatic, is a strong word. It was an unpleasant experience. Uh-huh. There was one time I was in college, and I walked into an elevator with a couple of classmates, and I think he was like the TA or something of the class.
Mm-hmm.
And he was this dude who had grown up in the Dominican Republic. So okay. I should have known better.
Oh.
But, yeah. Anyway. So, he, for some reason, he just, it was just weird. Like, people just decided in the elevator to like, focus on my hair.
Oh, no.
And it seemed to be, like, this, like, really, and it couldn't have been that long of an elevator ride, but mm-hmm. I just remember somehow they started talking about my hair, and, dude who grew up in the Dominican Republic but didn't have curly hair, so
okay. Yeah. Well,
said something like, it must get really matted, right? And then like,
oh no.
And yeah, it was really weird. And then like, one of my classmates, who's this like, you know, blonde dude who did not have curly hair either, that's the only reason why I'm saying he's blonde, reached over and touched my hair, and I had a lot of gel in my hair at that point.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, it feels hard. And I was like,
oh, no.
Yeah, dude. So there's somewhere, there's like a dude walking around
who
maybe since, like, you know, in the past 20 years has not touched curly hair and has this idea in his head of like curly hair being hard and gross, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've had people ask, well, I've had questions like, you know, someone looking at it and going, oh, does it just kind of grow like that? Like out of your head? Like,
yeah. I had a friend ask
Go, last time I checked.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, okay, it's not like another head grew out of my head. Yeah, stupid questions like that. I mean, I do get people saying they want to touch it. I've had situations where if I'm doing like a training, like at work or something, and I'm in close contact, someone will be like, "Hey, and you're by the way, your hair smells really good." Like, but kind of surprised. I go, "Oh, all right. I'm glad I passed the sniff test." I was like,
Yeah. Oh,
what is
God.
wrong with you?"
Yeah.
Yeah. So the question we get a lot, I wonder how it looks straight. Like, well, I wonder how your hair would look curly.
Yeah. How about that?
And they say, look at you.
I wonder
Like,
how you would look
oh,
with polka dots on your face.
yeah. It's like, oh my gosh. Like, okay. And then, have you ever straightened it before? So they keep going on with the line of questioning. I'm like, I do. I've done it before, and I've done it from time to time. It's just a lot of work, and
Yeah.
it's not healthy for my
Yeah.
hair. And they're like, oh, okay. Then they're like, I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah,
So,
yeah. Yeah.
so.
No, yeah, and I'll mostly be positive, but sometimes I'll have people ask me, "Oh, does it get really tangled? It must be so much work to detangle it." And it's just like,
Yeah, it's like
well,
no, yeah. But the thing about the matted that reminds me of the chow chow we had, the dog. Yeah,
yes.
it's like, oh, wait, what? No,
Yeah,
what's happening?
it was
So,
really
yeah, so
weird.
people just saying crazy stuff. So
Yeah.
now, okay, so we both kind of have said that, well, okay, funny story. I was at a store, Target, and there was a girl who works there, and I've seen her a few times. And she has curly hair, and she just cut it. And she was like, "Oh my God, yeah, your hair, cool. I love it." I go, she goes, "Oh, how long did it take you to get that long?" I go, "Hey, man, this is like a 10-year operation." And her face was like,
Yeah.
"Oh, I go, yeah, I've been working on this for a while." And she was
Yeah.
like, "Oh, whoa." I'm like, "Yeah, So anyway, but so let's get
Yeah.
into your current hair care routine and kind of how it's, you could say like what you're doing now,
Okay.
how it's evolved as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So go ahead and like what do you like basically what do you do, products you use and how often you wash.
Okay. So I guess a few years ago, I realized that I didn't really need to use gel, that I could just use conditioner, leave my conditioner in, comb it, and then style my hair. And the conditioner was enough as far as like giving my curls definition. Like that I didn't need anything else. So that was like a revelation to me. Like, and I forget like why I decided to not use gel. Maybe I ran out and I was like, whatever, I'll
Well,
just leave the conditioner in, and the at worst I'll like put it back if it's really wild. And it actually looked better and like less piecey, if that's a word.
Right. Less hard,
Yeah,
less crunchy,
just
whatever.
it looks, like I guess if somebody cornered me in an elevator and touched my hair, they'd be like, oh, feels soft.
Like, that's right. That's right.
So yes, and I oh, so I'm of the whole like don't use shampoo school. So
Yeah.
I will scrub my scalp with conditioner every other day. And so the other days I'll rinse my hair. And
Oh, so you straight up like wet it, like oh, I didn't know that. Okay, so you
I
do
do
that
that
every day.
every
Okay.
day. And
Okay.
I guess I don't necessarily have to do that. Probably could just like wash it every other day. I used to do that, but for some reason I don't know why I decided to just rinse it every day at least.
Well, no, it's like you refresh your curls,
Yeah, I
basically. Yeah, but it looks you can't tell which day is a wash day and which day is just a
Yeah,
refresh day.
I think that's probably why I started doing that, because it may have just been more work for me on the days that my hair wasn't getting wet to find ways to style
Yeah.
it. And so I was just like, whatever,
Yeah.
I'll just rinse it.
Oh, you know what? That makes sense because before you used to put up in a bun and now you don't do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. So So yours is in contrast to mine. So our like hair care is a little different. So I'm washing probably twice a week. And then you got me into only using conditioner. So I do that. Now I use just a moisturizing conditioner, usually like a L'Oreal one or whatever, nothing fancy, or the Shea Moisture. I've tried that. I think you use the Trader Joe's,
Yeah,
right?
straight up Trader Joe's.
Yeah, Trader Joe's like tea tree or something.
I'll switch between. There's one that's like there's like spa line or something. I don't even know.
Yeah.
This,
They got good stuff,
no, it's
though.
great.
The
Yeah, this
person.
like I think it's
Okay.
called spa line and the tea tree oil conditioner, and
Right.
work
Okay.
great.
Yeah. So you do that, and then I do use gel. I think when I've tried just maybe conditioner, it just my hair doesn't look as full as yours. It looks kind of just like Michael Jackson-ish, or just it just doesn't work. But like gel didn't work for you as much, but I use the alcohol-free gel, the Labella one or whatever from Target. It's like $2.50 or $3, something like that. No, it might be more. Might be like $5. Anyway, and then sometimes they run out and it's like stress fest, but then I have to order it from Amazon. But I do that and then like maybe some kind of random leave-in conditioner or whatever. And then I probably do more damage because I dry it a bit, you know. And then you see me put a like a sweatshirt over my head to dry. And you're like, what's going on with the sweatshirt? I'm like, what?
What's the
Yeah.
problem?
Yeah. But I recently got a microfiber towel from DSW that was just in the aisle, like when you go to pay, and it's freaking awesome.
How's it freaking
Yes.
awesome?
Because it soaks up the moisture, but it's not like I feel like I'm not sopping wet, and I can just like, yeah. But it's just not. And then it's like it, you wrap it up, and it's like a little like it's a turban. I think it's called the turban. I don't know. I'll put it on the blog or the show notes. But it's freaking awesome because it like you wrap it up, and then it just sits there. And then I just put my hair in a bun, and then sleep with it. Probably bad for me, kind of damp. And then in the morning I style it. So that's. But, hashtag life, that's what I have to do. It's hard for me to do the washing of the hair in the morning and get everything done. So let's talk about a little bit. We're almost wrapping up, but I wanted to get into because you swim and you like, what do you do to make sure? I mean, I swim too, but you swim more often. I mean, and I'm not swimming, like, you're actually swimming for exercise. I'm swimming because my kids want me to swim. So there's not, it's like, just really make it clear. I was like, oh, no, you actually swim for like physical activity and all that. So how do you protect your hair?
So the very least that I do, because there's so many things you have to do before you get into a pool. That's like one of the things I like least about swimming is that it's like you have to put on your swimsuit, you have to put on sunblock, you have to put on a swim cap. So like bare minimum is that I'll wet my hair.
Okay.
So before I go in, if I'm being really good, I'll put in like some conditioner as well. But
That's what I was
yeah, but at
thinking.
the
Yeah.
very least, like I'll wet my hair because at least I think from what I've read, maybe these articles are totally wrong and it serves for nothing, but the water is a barrier, against the
Okay.
chlorine versus like doing nothing and just leaving your hair
Mm
dry. You're just like asking for the chlorine to go in and seep into the, your the
okay.
hair strands.
Yeah, 'cause your hair is pretty healthy. I mean, I know you trim it regularly, and that sort of thing, but for swimming as often as you do, it's not where it's dry or damaged or anything. Like that. So
I need
it's whatever you're doing is
and the
working.
other thing that I do too, because the last two hairstylists I've had have like begged me to do this, that I will put sunblock on my hair, like just directly on it.
Oh. Oh, I didn't know about that either.
So, again, I just have like a Trader Joe's like sunblock that I use for my body, but then I also like we'll just put like a little squeeze on my hands and rub them together and then put it in my hair.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking the spray one. I'm like,
Oh, I mean,
oh
you could
no, like
probably do that
hairspray.
too.
No,
You
you,
probably could do that too. I mean,
yeah. But you're doing the cream
yeah.
kind, so that's easier to put it in
Yeah.
your hair. That's a little tip. Maybe I'll try that
Yeah.
because I think we're swimming tomorrow. I'll try that.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, because I feel like that's something, having curly hair, you know, you're like dreading like those types of things because you don't want to dry out your hair. Well, not just you dreading swimming, or I know people with curly hair too are also like, well, I don't want to be sweating because they don't know how their hair is gonna, you know, be like responding to that. So I know for the gym, I just clip my hair, like I leave it like the way it is if I'm going in the afternoon, I just clip it in the front a little bit so it's not in my face. Or but in the morning I'll maybe like put it in a loose bun and then a baseball cap so it just kind of stays, you know, in place and not getting all crazy or whatever. But yeah, and then I, you know, wash it after, depending on kind of how much sweat, you know, I sweat it or whatever. But okay, so to wrap up, I have one more question.
Yes.
You know, because we have people who come up to us sometimes in the store and they, you know, or somewhere, I mean, at least I think you do too. Like, hey, what do you do with your hair? And then it's
Yeah.
with, you know, and then if you're with my daughter too, her hair is curly and her hair is different too. And so you can tell people like, God, I want to ask, but I don't want to bug or I don't want to be weird. And we're like, yes, Curly Nation. So what would you say to somebody who's just starting out, you know, trying to wear their her hair curly?
Okay. Please, 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 when you detangle your hair wet.
Yes.
Like, oh my God. Quick story. This woman came up to me at the Rose Bowl Aquatic Center where I swim often. And her daughter was probably like 5, 6, had really curly hair. And she asked me like, "Hey, so what do you do?" I gave her some tips. Didn't I? And I regret not telling her like, "Hey, please detangle your daughter's hair when it's wet," because I like later saw her doing that, and it was like I didn't feel like I was in a position to be like, "Hey, you shouldn't do that." So
Right, you're like curly hair police is back.
yes. So yeah, do
Yes.
it wet. Like seek out books. Like
Yeah.
this book Curly Girl that I think I read the first edition maybe in like 2003, that changed my life.
Right. Right.
And also
Well, yeah, and well, there's websites now. There's the Curly Girl Method.
yeah, which I think is from that book. And you just have to play with your hair. You just have to like try different things. And find what works for you.
And I think I would say too, detangling your hair, when I do it from the bottom up,
Yes.
you know, with a pick and then or a wide tooth comb. Doing that and like of course doing it. Like I go through a conditioner like crazy because I'm using that to help me detangle my hair. You don't do, I think you do it after, right? You don't do it in the shower. You do it while it's
I
wet.
used to not, yeah, now I do it. Once I'm out and I'm, yeah. So, and I've actually found again, because this is particular to my hair texture, that the when I do that and it's not as wet, it actually dries with a bit more volume, which is interesting. Yeah. So again, it's like just speaks to the like you just have to try different things.
Yeah, and I think try different products. The stuff we're talking about, it's not expensive. And I think just because it works for somebody's hair doesn't mean it works for yours. Because there's some that are like, this is for curly hair or defrizzing, and it'd be like too oily for me or too heavy. So I think just play around with the amount, the product, and then how you style it or you know dry it. I like to you know air dry it a little bit, but then I like to dry it just because I like to have. That kind of volume for my hair. But I think everybody, you find your way. Cause I think, like, also like the curly girl method, there's some people like, you don't do this, you don't do that, or you would have. And I was like, hey, it's my freaking hair. Like, I'm going to do what I want to do to my freaking hair. So, like, back off. So I think, again, like, just figuring out what's going to work for you. And then, you know, trial and error, play around with it. And then you'll be like, okay, cool. I think I got what works, you know, for me. So, okay. Well, I think this was a great conversation. It got a little, you know, dramatic there with the power going out.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so what happened? And what I'm going to do is I'll put up the products and some of the tips. We'll put it into a, well, I will, you won't do it. Blog post that's attached to this episode. But again, thanks for coming on. Don't mix in coming on the podcast for a bit, you know, chit chat.
Yeah. Well, this was fun as usual. Thanks again for having me.
All right. So this was a fun conversation. I'm going to put a I've been doing like a blog post, and it'll be a kind of a expanded show notes blog post in a sense. So I'll put some of the tips that we talked about here. Like I, you know, didn't even know about putting sunscreen in your hair. So, you know, and I'm like been in the pool a lot this summer. But anyway, so that's one of the things I'll be putting on there. I'll put some of the products that we use. Again, I think the takeaway is that you don't have to spend a lot of money. I think it's more about trial and error and trying to figure out what works for your texture and your curl. Because, yeah, and I think also kind of advocating for yourself when you go to like a salon, like, you know, they should be asking you what you like to do for your hair before they launch into doing a bunch of stuff. Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on liveByViv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.